morning. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. This is the October 9th, Wednesday, 2024 program. The seventh king in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the seventh king will be in Metro Denver having a rally on Friday. Donald J. Trump having a rally in Metro Denver. And the threat to national security. There are so many threats to national security presently. Donald Trump in this country is a major, major threat. He'll be speaking one more time, his final time, in Aurora on Friday. And the seventh king, one of the final seven presidents of the United States of America. Donald Trump is number seven. Number six, Barack Obama, will, according to the riddle, take position as the number eight, the replacement for Donald Trump. Joe Biden is not listed in the group of seven. Joe Biden is an imposter. He's not recognized because he's illegal. He's an illegal imposter. Kamala was never vice president. Their administration is a farce. They're not recognized as being, Joe Biden is not recognized as being one of the final seven presidents of the United States of America. He's just an imposter. This is a concept that is difficult to grasp, that starting with Jimmy Carter, ending with Barack Obama, these seven men, I'll name the seven: Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., number six, Barack Obama, number seven, Donald Trump. Out of that group of seven will come number eight. We can eliminate Carter, Reagan, Bush Sr., Clinton. Is not doing well. George Jr. doesn't want to ever take power in this country again. That leaves Barack Obama. So number eight logically will be number six. Six will be number eight. Donald Trump, number seven. It says that he will continue a short space, meaning his time in power will be interrupted. It has occurred. Behind the scenes, in the shadows, number eight is positioning himself to return to power. And he will not allow Kamala Harris to upseat him. He won't allow it. Donald Trump, the only individual that could have debated Hillary Clinton. All the other candidates in the Republican Party that were on the ticket, no one would have been able to debate her except Donald Trump. Jeb Bush, forget it. all the others, Paul Rand, Jeb, I think I said Jeb, and all the other candidates, Rubio, none of them would have been able to debate Hillary Clinton. The only one is the seventh king, the noble king, the king with honor, the non-globalist king or president. The riddle is speaking of the last seven presidents of the United States of America. The final seven rulers of the United States of America, of empire. And the seventh king or the seventh president in the riddle, again, will speak in Denver. He's flying in for the rally on Friday. His final time. It's sad. But in the riddle, the only one that can replace number seven is number six. One of the seven gets two roughly eight-year terms. And number six has already had his first 8 years, but he's returning for an almost full eight-year period to finish out the prophecies about him in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. So Donald Trump and Barack Obama are in their... Obama is in. Then Trump. Obama returns. Donald Trump is sandwiched between two Obama presidencies. The first one legitimate, the second time to power illegitimate. It will be an illegitimate return to power through a coup, through deceit. But prophecy must be fulfilled. So he will resume his final time as the King of Babylon. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Hey folks, the Rev here. The PE Sportsman and Survival Show is coming to Island Grove Park in Greeley November 9th and 10th. You'll see hundreds of vendors featuring survival accessories, guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much, much more. With free seminars included with admission both days, discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Visit PEShows.com for more details. See you at the show.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
God save a broken heart.
We cannot change prophecy. What has been written in the prophecy of the seven presidents, final seven presidents of the United States of America, can't be changed. Now, it says that the sixth king, the riddle goes this way. There are seven kings. Five are fallen. So that would be Carter, Reagan, Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Jr., five are fallen, come and gone. One is. Is meaning it's like a note. Let's say someone is in the orchestra and the trumpet has to hold a note longer than normal. The sixth king, five are fallen, one is. Is meaning he is continually till his end. So in other words, he is active in the government in the United States, even though he's not in power for about 8 years. He has his 8 years. There will be an additional 8 years. Trump gets the first 4.5, and he is forced out of power for the final 4 years. So there's a second 8-year period. Biden is the imposter, but number six, even during the time following his exit from the presidency, he still is. He is continuing behind the scenes, hidden. He is. Then the seventh. Five are fallen, one is yet to come. Donald Trump came, and he must continue a short space, which that has occurred. The eighth is of the seven and goes to perdition. So number eight is numbered and named within the previous seven, excluding Donald Trump. It's very simple. You exclude Donald Trump, the only candidate is number six, who has always remained like that note, continuing when it should end. The note in the orchestra just continues a long note. He is, and number eight is of the seven. The final president of this country would be, according to the riddle, the Christian name, Barry Satoru, the Muslim name, Barack Obama. And the seventh king, again, the seventh president. If you look at the word king from the old James, King James, it throws you off. But when you insert presidents, the final seven presidents of an end-time nation, an empire, and chapter 17 of Revelation, the whole chapter is speaking of a great end of the world, end of time, or the end of the age, harlot, a prostitute, a powerful nation, militarily, economically, America. So it's speaking about the final seven presidents of the United States of America. This is, we're in the final decade. We're in the final years before Christ returns. So the riddle must be completed. And to complete the riddle, for it to be a prophecy that is now past tense, not future, Barry Satoru must return to power. This is extremely disturbing, but there are those in the audience that need to know this reality, and the Christian people need to know. The only hope for the world is not electing the right people. That would definitely help. It has helped in the past. It is the way our Constitution was set up. But right now, there has been so much damage done to our Constitution. They're trying to now, in the final stages of destroying the First Amendment, Second Amendment, and the whole Constitution. Last week, I was listening to a talk about bringing in the 28th Amendment, where all of Congress, should they all just for some reason die? Well, then you can appoint people to power as you desire. This country can just go ahead and pick whoever. If something, now, Donald Trump, I'm going to just say that I've mentioned this before. He won't be assassinated. He's not going to be in an area where they have an explosive device to end his life. Doesn't matter how many of the surface-to-air missiles they may have. They're not going to shoot his beautiful 727 out of the air. That's not how Donald Trump is going to leave this world. So you don't have to worry about him being assassinated through different means. He's going to be just fine. But he won't resume as president of this country. How this change in power is going to take place, it will be unlawful, it will be illegal, it will be through force, military or other. There is talk that there is a group of loyal personnel, military personnel to Donald Trump, and that they are in the wings waiting for Donald Trump to return to take control of this government. The people that are speaking this way, I know they don't know Bible prophecy. There is a military that's going to take over this country, but it's not going to be under the command of Donald Trump. So for those who are listening to other talk show hosts, other podcasters that are stating that Trump is definitely going to return to power and he is going to prosecute all of these criminals in the media and in the political world, if you hold your breath, you're going to die. Don't hold your breath. I'm telling you that the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, we are witnessing the final peace being put in place. The final president or ruler, and it says that the eighth is of the seven. Doesn't say that he's a king. He was one of the initial kings, but he's different. He's different. He's not so much a president. He is, a dictator. He's different than a president. He cannot be challenged. No one can challenge him. I believe that most likely he will destroy the Constitution and bring in his own laws. What those laws may be, we can assume they will be draconian. But Donald Trump will be in Denver one more time. And I don't know if you would say a fan. I'm a supporter of what the Bible says. And he is the seventh king is the only one of the seven that it fears God, that knows Jesus Christ, that has been placed by God in power, that is not a globalist, that fulfilled many prophecies in the Bible, just this one in Revelation 17:10, being the seventh king. He is the one of those seven, or of that group of seven, that stood against the plans of the globalists in this country and in internationally also. He was not on board with Klaus Schwab. There are certain things that he doesn't see, that he doesn't understand from a spiritual point of view. But definitely, he did not want America to be forced into a world order, into a world system of control. He fought for the American people and their freedoms. His objective was to make this country a great country once again. That was what he's supposed to do. He is different. He's not cut out from the same cloth as the previous six presidents. They were globalists, all of them, including Reagan, Carter. They were globalists. They were being used to bring about an American world hegemony. Trump was opposed to that. His objective was the nations of the world globally working together in peace, helping to help these developing nations to develop, not to hinder them, not to control them, but that these nations in the Middle East would fight extreme terrorism. And through a brilliant plan, he brought together an agreement with the Arab nations and Israel through the Abrahamic Accords to work together as family and not continue the endless wars. I'll be back in a few minutes to continue. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts, 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, discount tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand-new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
So, continuing every day during the week from 11 to 1, the present truth can be heard on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The podcasts are archived on, for both hours, 1360KHNC.com. In the evenings, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7, the first hour of each day's program airs on AM radio. Johnstown, Colorado, 1360. And on America's Freedom Network, the first hour is also archived on the podcast section. Christ said that there are going to be nations rising up against nations, meaning civil war within, racial war, ethnos against ethnos, races. The blacks against the Asians against the Hispanics, all the races at each other's throat, kingdom against kingdom, governments against governments. And there are going to be famines, there are going to be earthquakes in many places. And he says that this is just the beginning of what he calls early pains or a birth pains, beginning of intolerable anguish. He wanted the world in the years, the decade before he returned, he wanted the world to know what to look for. And it is the responsibility of the Christian people who should know Bible prophecy to inform their fellow Christian families, but also the people of the world. Christ is not against the people of the world. He's against the wicked. He's against the murderers, the thieves, the liars. He's against those who are wicked. And he's coming to judge these type of people. And in the societies, there are those who God must protect from these individuals. The poor, the needy, those who don't have power, those who are just the good, humble people, just taking care of what life expects, what demands to live, to provide, to enjoy the fruit of their labor. But then you have the wicked who want to take what the, and Christ calls them his sheep, his sheep. And this doesn't mean the nation of Israel. Israel, they're his people, they're his elect. Then there are the family of Christ, the believers, and then there are those that don't even know God. They don't know the God of Israel. They don't know the God of the Christians. They're just good people. They live by their conscience. They don't know who Christ is. They have no idea. They don't believe that there's a God. They don't believe there's a devil. They know there's good. They know there's evil. But God must protect these sheep, these people from the wicked. But there's going to be anguish. And we're in that time of great upheaval, anguish, not knowing what's going to happen. We go to bed, we wake up, and we don't know what's going to happen. Here we have Hurricane Milton. I'll give you a little insight. Why isn't Milton going to hit during the day? They're controlling Milton. They're moving it. They're keeping it right in place to hit dead center in Florida. And for those that understand what I'm saying, this is for you. And it's going to hit at night. When do the wee evil people, when do the wicked do the most evil? It's not in the daytime when there's light, where everything they do is in the open, illuminated. They wait to nighttime, and they're intentionally waiting to take this center right over the state at night. You cannot convince me it's not their plan. That's when the devil worshipers do all their sacrifice. Now, I'm going to tell you something for the people that understand spiritual things. Some of you won't understand what I'm saying. You're not going to have a clue. You're not going to have any idea of what I'm saying. But I'm still going to say it, because it's true. The people that are in this Democrat Party that are trying to put their person in power, these people are in the occult. And in the occult, there is a demand by Lucifer. The demand is, if you want me, if they want Lucifer's help, that there must be sacrifice. There must be sacrifice. This has always been the pattern in the Bible. Whenever the people in power throughout the centuries, throughout thousands of years, going back to the time of Israel, to the children of Jacob. One family member, Dan, was a family member that began to open doors into the spiritual realm, into the realm of darkness, and began to worship Satan. And he was evicted from the family. But he led all of his other 11 brothers into witchcraft. And the tribe of Dan is still being punished to this day. There is a, in the book of Revelation chapter 2, one of the churches, there are those who are the members of the church of Satan. But there must be, there must always be sacrifice. And this even touches the matter of the abortion issue. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You better stop the thing that you do.
So what I'm presenting may be way out there. It's not. It's not way out there. Christ himself, while he was during his ministry, he did not neglect to present eternity, eternal fire, a kingdom of darkness, the power of that kingdom, the demons, because he cast them out. He addressed Satan. In fact, he had a visit one afternoon by the devil, or one morning. He had been fasting for 40 days. The devil visited him, tempted him with three temptations, one of which was to employ him, to get him to bow to the devil, bow down, and in return the devil would give him all the kingdoms of the world. And an instant, the devil transported Christ to our present time to look at the developed societies. And this is what Christ saw. The societies that we exist today, great, beautiful, the nations, the commerce, the ships, the travel in the air, the our being in outer space, the technologies we have, all of this would have been Christ's. But Christ said no. He would serve God only. But Satan demands, has always demanded in every culture, sacrifice. You look at the Aztecs. You look at the movie that Mel Gibson, Apocalypto. A great movie. The sacrifices. You look at Mexico City. Was a lake. And this is what the pyramids. Small compared to what's in Egypt, in Giza. But nevertheless, they demanded sacrifice. And here at the end, Satan is going to demand even more sacrifice. This is why the nations and the wars are taking place. These wars are part of Satan's strategy to sacrifice young men, women, innocent people. These hurricanes, to win this election, Satan is demanding sacrifice. You know, these people that are in the North Carolina and South Carolina in that area, many of them were being forced to drink filthy water because they had no clean water. And that in itself, if they live, they're going to have problems with their health for a couple of weeks if they survive. Generally, without water, 2 days later, you're delirious. It's over. Food, you can go a little bit longer, much longer, depending on how your weight. But I'm saying to the Christian audience that understands, and to those that are not Christian, that understand what is happening there, this is a sacrificial altar out there. And Florida the same. And there's more coming to the United States, to the red states. There's more coming. And there's much more coming to the world. This is what the Illuminati, that's what these people, they are commanded to do. They're the ones that have the power. They're the ones that are giving direction, the rich men, the rulers of the world, to the militaries. And who is in control of and who is carrying out these operations with these hurricanes. There's another one coming 8-9 days out. The Defense Department. And the nations of the world, I'm just telling you, they're looking in. We're inside looking out. They're looking at the United States and what's happening. Putin, they know what's going on. Their engineers, their weather experts, they're watching what's happening over the United States of America. They're getting the intel from satellite. They have their own satellites with all these penetrating different spectrums. They can see wind. They can see everything. They know what's happening. And it's a little unsettling to them. It should be very unsettling to us. It's very unsettling to the Russian military. Israel's military, they're watching too. They're deep in a war against enemy seven fronts. And the one who's supplying munitions to all of these seven, in these seven areas, China is watching. Xi Jinping. This is why Xi and Putin, just last week, they made an even stronger agreement, a pact together. China says, we need Russia's strength and might. And Russia said, we need China's economy. They know who they're up against. They're up against empire. And they know who's coming back to power. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcast on 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
My contact information is Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. The website is going to be triggered. We have everything ready. I just have to take care of some legal matters, and then it will be active. But it is there. My website is thispresenttruth.com. And today's the 9th. I was hoping to have it online by the 15th, and I'm shooting for the 15th. I have an accountant and different people working on legal things, but thispresenttruth.com is the site. So, and again, my contact information is Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Now, the other nations understand what most American people do not believe. They understand aerosol spraying, chemtrails, chemtrail poisoning. They understand all of this. They understand how it's used to create weather, to end weather patterns, to block moisture from entering a certain area, to hit an area with heavy moisture, to bring cold, to heat an area. They understand that. This is not hidden any longer. It's in the open. The problem is people just, you know, years ago, they're in Paris, they have lights. Kerosene lights? No. It's some kind of new thing called electricity. Well, that's impossible. But it was in Paris. Then eventually it comes to the U.S. Then this horseless carriage. Yeah, they have some kind of a thing where you don't need horses. And the wagon goes down the street without horses. That's impossible. Well, they can spray these chemicals in the air, different things, heavy metals, aluminum, barium, dead blood, anything they want. And they can steer wind currents. That's impossible. Well, no, it's not. There was a movie. I think the name of it was There Must Be Sacrifice. I have to think about that. Oh, before I forget, yesterday I said that Kamala sent $156 billion to Lebanon. I'm sorry. It was in the millions. $178 million, not billions. So I was thinking, well, that's a lot of money for a little nation. It was millions, not billions. But it made it clear she is anti-Semitic, even though she's married to a Danite who hates his own people. Doug Emhoff. Present truth, in my view, in my research, Rick Rodriguez. The present truth, I'll be back for hour two.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in